This is the Midwest Today Radio Edition. I'm Tim Bremmel, and this is the show based on the contents of Midwest Today magazine. This week, we talk with some inspiring teachers from the Heartland. First, a personal note. It's a joy for me to be returning to the Midwest Today hosting role after an absence of several years, and I look forward to visiting with you again each and every week and sharing all that's great about life in the Heartland. Well, here we are, over a dozen years since the enactment of No Child Left Behind, and too many of our young people are still falling through the cracks. Poverty, a bad home environment, violence, teachers see evidence of this in their classrooms every day, yet despite low pay and a lack of support from some parents, our best educators keep on trying. Why do they do it? What's in it for them? Midwest Today's Ed Janis decided to find out.
I think the answer to those questions are to be found here in Cynthia's ninth grade classroom in inner city Milwaukee, and later in Jim's classroom in suburban Chicago. They tell us why they teach our children, and I'm glad I asked.
I can't quit my job. When it's your calling, the only way you quit is when you die. We need to begin to understand that children are precious. They're so very, very precious. We can't blame children for their condition. We can't blame children for who they are. We can't blame them for what they don't have. It hurts. I can look at some of my young men in here, and I pray for my young men in here that they will see tomorrow. It hurts. It hurts when I see a young lady come in here, and she's nice, and she's sweet. And I know she has been bounced from foster home to foster home. That hurts. She didn't ask for that. She did not ask for that. Tough little boy up here who every day comes in and has to ask somebody for a sheet of paper. You say to him, when the bell rings at 7:20, you come to my classroom. You don't say it in front of everybody, but you say, you come to my classroom because I'm going to give you some money to get yourself a notebook. Okay. That hurts. These children didn't ask for that. Now, as a teacher, I have to take all of that in, but I also cannot excuse them from doing what they need to do in order to be successful. Oh, you poor thing, you're in that foster home. You don't have to stick. No. Look, I know it's hard, okay? I know you might be having a problem. Come see me after class. Come see me before school. Come see me after. But understand this. I expect for this to be done. This is your job right now. Because if you're successful here, you won't be in the same situation. You don't have to be in it.
I get paid for doing something I love. It's unbelievable. They actually give me money for helping kids understand life. Now the other perks. When kids pass tests, when kids say, I get it, when kids come in and say, thanks, you're the best teacher I ever had. That means a lot. 2 years ago, last day of school, there's two or three kids in the room studying for their final exam, getting some help. It's probably 4:30. Young man walks into the room. He walks over to me and says, do you remember me? And I said, no, I really don't. He said, well, I was in your seventh grade class. My name is, and he told it to me. And I said, well, of course I remember you now. You were this tall, and now you're this big. You've changed a little bit. But I remember where you sat. I remember comments you made. I remember things like that. He said, well, I just wanted to let you know. I was driving by the school, and I just took a chance. I stopped in. He said, I want you to know that this weekend I'm receiving my doctorate in genetic engineering, and I got interested in science when I was in your seventh grade class. It kind of brings tears to my eyes.
For Midwest Today Radio Edition, this is Ed Janis.
Thanks, Ed, for such a heartwarming story. And speaking of children, there's an interesting book called Last Child in the Woods by Richard Louv, who coined the term nature deficit disorder. It describes how kids are increasingly disconnected from the natural world. The replacement of open meadows, woods, and wetlands by manicured lawns, golf courses, and housing developments, plus a preoccupation with electronic media, has left kids ignorant about our world. They need to learn about nature through hiking, fishing, birdwatching, and creative play. And we cover all those topics and more in Midwest Today magazine. Subscribe online today at www.midtod.com. I'm Tim Bremmel for the Midwest Today Radio Edition.